Amen. Can we just stand and give God a hand clap of praise? Lord God, we thank you for just bringing us into your presence once again, Lord God. Just being your tabernacle of praise, Lord God. We ask that, Lord, you just would come down in a special way, Lord. Lord God, just meet us, Lord God. Meet our needs, Lord God. And just, Lord God, show yourself strong, Lord God, in our situations, Lord God. Lord, speak to us in a way that you never have before, Lord God. Shower down your blessings. Shower down your goodness, Lord God. Shower down your mercies, Lord. May we feel your spirit, Lord God. Lord, coming by our seats, Lord God. Lord God, may you enter us into a Lord's praise and worship, Lord God, that we can rise above our problems, rise above our storm, Lord God, rise above everything, Lord God. Lord, we give your name the honor. We give your name the glory. If the saints can't, just give them a hand clap of praise and just take some time just to thank them. We're just going to turn in our Bibles. How many are glad just to be in the house of God once again? Amen. Amen. Psalms 113. Psalms 113, and when you have it, say amen. Once again, Psalms 113, and it reads as follows. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh a barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. And in everything, do you want to give God praise? Amen. And in everything, do you want to give God praise? Amen. Let's just give him some praise. Just turn around to someone. Just say, good to see you. God bless you. Good morning. Says in everything.
In everything, give him thanks. Give him thanks. In everything, give him thanks. In the good times, we're gonna praise. In the bad times, I'm gonna do. Yes, in everything, give the King of Kings all the thanks.
In everything, hands lifted, eyes closed. In everything. We give them thanks.
Everything, give him thanks, we give him praise, for he's worthy, yes, in the good times. Praise, we praise your name. same, Lord. And in the bad times, I'm doing the same in everything. Yes. Once again, in everything. Oh, everything we give you thanks. Lift our hands and raise our voice. And when everything is going right, I'm gonna praise your name. Yeah, yes. In everything, give the King of Kings all the thanks. In the good times, yes. And Lord, when I'm happy, I'm gonna smile and raise my hands. And even though things are going right, yes, Lord, in everything, give the King of Kings in everything. In everything, Lord, yes, in everything. Again, in everything, give one more time, in everything. Yeah, yes. One more time, in everything. Yes, Lord, but you are the source. He's the strength of my life, Lord. I lift my hands, and I lift these hands, I lift my hands in total praise. Can you help me say, you are yes? Where I don't feel I have the strength, yes, Lord, I lift my hands, I lift my hands in total praise to you. One more time, say you are. Hands in total praise. Now let's just hear the congregation sing it. You are saying. When I don't have the strength of the Lord, and I lift my hands. And total praise. That sounds really good. Let them sing it one more time. You are saved. That sounds so good. The angels can't sing it like you sing it. They can't give praise like you give it. You are. lift my hands in total praise. And I lift my voice in total praise. And I lift my heart and I give you praise. I give you praise. And I bless your name, oh Lord. And I raise my voice. I lift this song in total praise, in total.
Amen. Can we just give God a hand clap of praise?
See, this is the time you just thank Him. Thank Him for what He did for you during the week. Thank you for what He's doing for you right now. Thank you for what He's going to do. You have to come under expectation. And what you want, you'll get out of the service. If you want healing, you'll get it out of the service. If you want the victory, you'll get it out of the service. If you want God to fix some things, you can get it out of this service. Lord, I give you total praise. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Lord, I thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do, Lord God.
Now, do you just come to adore His name? Do you come to lift up His name? Do you come to give the Master all the glory and all the praise? Come on, put your hands together. Here we go. There we go. Come. Kneel down. Down before Him, we come to worship, Lord. We're kneeling down, Lord. We lift our hands and praise our voice. Let's call His name. Is God with us, Emmanuel? That sounds so good. It sounds like you know Him, Emmanuel. He's a King of kings and Lord of lords. Emmanuel, say, we worship, we worship you. We worship you. Come sing, come let us. Looks like y'all coming to raise his name. We come to give my Lord the glory, say, what you say. Kneel down, say,
bow and bow your feet, Lord. Cause I realize I'm on holy ground. What's his name say? Emmanuel, say, oh, we love you, Lord, we praise your name. We worship, we worship, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Now, one more time. Sing it like you know them. Just the congregation, bass, and drums come. Come on, y'all. Worshiping. Can everybody come to his name? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now we get ready to call his name. It's God with us. Emmanuel, say. Emmanuel, say. Only sisters this time. Just Emmanuel, sisters. That sounds good, sisters. Come on, call his name. Emmanuel. Sound mighty sweet, y'all. Say it again. Brothers, let's call him. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Yeah, that sounds good. Come on. All right, brothers, come on. Emmanuel, say. Emmanuel, say. Everybody, last time, call him up. Emmanuel, say yes. We worship you. We worship you, say. We worship you. Amen. Can we give him a hand clap of praise? If you love him, can you shout amen? If you love him, can you say hallelujah? If you love him, can you say, Lord, I thank you? Can you say, if you love him, say, Lord, I praise you? Amen. Take your time and wait. Come on. See, he dwells in the midst of your praise. I don't care what you went over this week. It ends right here. You tell the devil, it ends right here. My test, it ends right here. My struggle, it ends right here. My sickness, it ends right here. My pain, it ends right here. Why? Because Emmanuel means God with us. And when God is with us, the devil has to go. Emmanuel, say. Come on, say yes. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, say it again. Is God with us? Is God with you? Now, do y'all want to break it up? Let's break it up. Let's break it up. you, brothers, sisters, and everybody. Go, Emmanuel. All right, come on. Everybody say it now, Amen. All right, let's do that again. That was fun. Let's do it again. Let's break it up. Let's break it up. Last time, Emmanuel, everybody say. Everybody say it again. Yeah, yeah, say. Last time, Emmanuel, we worship you. Hallelujah, say. Worship you. Ooh, ooh. We worship you. We worship you. Amen. Are you thankful that he's Emmanuel? Bible said that means God with us. Amen. Amen. Sounds like somebody comes under expectation. Amen. Sounds like somebody comes to get something from God. Amen. It sounds like somebody wants a miracle coming their way. Amen. Amen. As we just would take our seats, just prepare for tonight's tithes and offering. Worship, and here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether wonderful. For to me, here I am to worship. As the brothers would come.
Dear Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for another time, dear Lord God, that we can get together just to worship you, Lord Jesus. One of these days, dear God, we won't be here. We'll be with you, dear Father, but until then, we'll be here worshiping you. May you bless those that are on the way, dear Lord God, and everyone here. Pray now that, Lord, that you just bless over this little offering that we offer back to you and build our path as he prepares in Jesus' name.
And all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. As Sister Michelle would make her way. Together worthy, all together wonderful too. I'll never know.
I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins. Bless you, Sister Michelle.
Bear lonely the road I trod, I dare shaken, but here I stand weary, still I press on. Long are the nights, the tears I cry. Dark are the days, no sun in the sky. Yet still I rise, never to give up. Never to give in against all odds, yet still I rise high above the clouds. Sometimes I feel low, yet still I rise. Sometimes I'm troubled, but not in despair. Struggling, I make my way through trials, they come to make me strong. I must endure, I must hold on, yet still I rise, never to give up, no, never to give in against all odds, yet still I rise high above the clouds. Sometimes I feel low, yet still I arise above all my problems. Above all my eyes can see, knowing God is able to deliver me, to deliver me, yet still I rise. against all odds, yet still I rise high above the clouds. Sometimes I feel low, yet still I need to know which way to go. Lord, yet still I can't tell night from day, but sometimes, yet still I, through all the hurt and the pain, yet still I, through all the tests and all my trials, yet still I rise above all my problems, above all my eye can see. I know that God is able, He's able to deliver me. Yet still I rise, never to give up, no, never to give in against all odds.
Amen. You're going to rise above your problems. Amen. Amen. You got to tell your problem, I'm going to rise above you. You got to tell everything, I'm going to rise above it. Amen. It's an old song that Brother Jack used to sing. He says, I'm going to rise, rise, rise above it all. I'm going to rise, rise, rise above it all. Gonna take wings and fly away to heaven. I'll rise. Once again, I'm gonna rise. Yes, and since the birds just prepares to come, I'm gonna rise, rise, rise above. I'm gonna rise, rise. I'm gonna take wings and fly away to heaven. I'll rise. One more time, I'm gonna rise. Yes, I will rise, O Lord.
God bless you, saints. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily, I think we're going to have to do that in a lower key. Can we come down a little bit? Just a closer walk with Thee. granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Oh, I am weak, but thou art strong. Please, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Oh, and I'll be satisfied alone. Oh, as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Hey, just a closer walk with thee. Oh, grant it, Lord Jesus. Oh, if you please, I know I'll be a daily walk with thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Oh, and through this world of pause and snares, if I should falter, Lord, who cares? Tell me who would me my burden share. Oh, none but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Hey, just a closer walk with thee. Oh, won't you grant it, Lord Jesus? Oh, if you please, I know daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, please, let it be. Oh, now when this feeble life is o'er, oh, when time for me will be no more, Jesus, guide me gently, safely, oh, oh, to that kingdom shore, to that shore, oh, just a closer walk with thee. Lord, won't you grant it? Won't you grant it? Oh, if you please. I know daily, daily walking close to thee. My Lord, let it be. Oh, Lord, let it be. Let it be. Hey, hey, just a closer walk with thee. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, won't you grant it? Won't you grant it? Grant it. Oh, Lord, if you please. Hey, and daily, daily walking close to thee, my Lord. Oh, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. Lord, let it. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be, oh Lord, let it be.
Thank you.
Let it be. Walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, yes. Walk, say, close to thee, let it be. Now Carson Pearson, he kind of said it like this. He said, I need you to walk, need you to walk, I need you to walk. 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 I need you to talk. 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 I need a touch. I need you to touch. I need you to touch me. I need you to touch me. I need you to hold 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 me. I need you to lift 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 me. I need a touch, Lord. I need a touch. I need you to touch. I need you to touch. I need you to rock me. 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 I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me. I need you to feel 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 me. I need a touch. I need you to touch me. I need you to touch me. I need you to touch me. I need you to hold me. I need you to lift me. I need you to heal me. I need you to walk. Way, just work with it. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together. I need you to touch me. I need you to touch. I need you to touch me. I need you to touch me. I need you to lift 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 me. Walk with 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 me. In the valley, walk with me, walk with me. In the valley, in the valley, on the mountain, and in the valley, oh, walk with me, oh, walk with me, oh, walk with me, oh, walk with me. Say, talk with me, talk with me. Say, talk with me, talk with me. I need you. 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 Say, God, I have 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 you. God, I have you. Say, God, I have you. Say, God, I have you. Say, God, I have you. Daily, daily, say daily, close to thee, yes, yes, be the Lord, let it be. See, when you listen to that old school gospel, you're able to kind of go back. And when you listen to songs, you can say, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me. Travel along the way. I know you can. I know you will. Fight my battle. Fight me still. Say, Lord, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, say, Jesus, be a fence. I need you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you can. I know you will fight my battle if I just keep still. Say, Lord, be a fence all around me every day. One more time, Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, I'm asking you, I want you to protect me know you can, I know you will, fight my battle if I just keep still. Jesus, be a fence. As Brother Jack comes at this time, I know you can. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fight my battle. But I just keep still. Say, Lord, be. All right, we're going to take it like Fred did. Here we go. Jesus, be. Jesus, be a fence. Be a fence. Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, be a fence as I come and go, 'cause I need protection, protection, protection along the way, 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 protection, protection, strong tower along the way. Along the way, along the way, along the way, along the way. Jesus, be a fence, be a fence. Say, be a fence, be a fence. Say, be a fence. Say, be a fence. Say, be a fence. Say, be a fence. Now I wonder, are you just going to look at me and put your hands together? Come on. Because I need protection. 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 Protect along the way. Keep those hands going. Come on. Now I need double claps, some triple claps. There we go. Protection. Protection. Say protection. Along the way. Along the way. Along the way. Along the way. Say protection, strong tower for my family along the way, along the way, along the way, along the way, along protection.
Give them praise for being a fence all around you every day. God, we bless you. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He's been a fence all around you every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Let's just bow in a brief word of prayer. Amen. Father, we just thank you to be back in your house once more. Truly, Lord, we are privileged to stand here in your presence and to feel your great anointing upon us. God, we're grateful. We ask that you, Lord, would not just let it be on us, but let it be in us. And we leave here, Lord God, we'll have something to keep us, Lord, to cause us to want to keep pressing on regardless of what it is that we face. God, we give you praise, glory, and honor for your anointing that's in this place, for it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of the enemy. We thank you for it being broken and being destroyed in our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's just give him another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You could be seated. I have just a couple things to announce. Amen. This is Titley Brown. Is that right? Titley? All right. God bless you. Amen. So good to have you with us. Amen. She was invited by Sister Michelle. And amen. She's from Ontario, Canada. Amen. So it's good to have her in our presence on today. Amen. We got a praise report and a prayer request here. We want to make mention of. Before we do that, let me just make quick mention of our announcements. Tonight we have communion and feet washing at 5:30, so keep that in mind. Communion and feet washing service, and amen. We invite all believers to take part of that service, amen, and coming in and communing around the Lord's table, symbolizing what he did for us at Calvary some 2,000 years ago. In the actual act, but we know he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. But we come back symbolizing what he did for us at Calvary's cross in our communion and feet washing service. So remember that tonight at 5:30. Also, for those that are going to South Carolina, amen, the cost is $80. I got pictures of the bus that we're going to be taking. And what we plan on doing is leaving the church 9 o'clock. That Friday night, we'll arrive there in South Carolina early Saturday morning, and service on Saturday night, service on Sunday morning, service Sunday night, and they moved the service up for us to 4 o'clock, and that way as soon as service is over, we on the bus and we're heading right back, amen, to Florida. And it's a bus that, for those of you that's gone on the bus before, it's just as large as the bus we took last time, but it has less passenger space because it's more room for you to lay your seat down and just get some sleep. And I know I'm going to need that on a trip like this. So, we got to collect the monies next Sunday. It's $80 per person to go. We also got something worked out with the hotel where they're only going to charge us for one night. Amen. They're charging us for one night rather than two nights, also allowing us to get into the hotel a little earlier. So it's just a real blessing. We thank God for working these things out for us. And, you know, everybody that plans to go, it's first come, first serve. Next week, we have to collect the money. It's $80 per person. Amen. At this time. Also, parents that your children are going tomorrow to the trip to the zoo. Amen. We ask that you meet here at the church at 10:30 tomorrow morning. For those that's going to the zoo, and we also ask, don't forget your lunch, amen. Tell the kids, don't forget your lunch, amen. Also, next Friday, the young people be going to Night of Joy, so keep that in mind. We won't have service here because we'll be taking the young people to the Night of Joy in Orlando. So next Friday, young people, we need you to meet here at the church. We want to be on the road at 5 o'clock, and we're going to have a van that will drive everybody up on the van. So please be here next Friday by 5. Keep us in prayer as we drive there. Next Sunday, after service,
3 o'clock. We're going to have a dinner at our house. But now, this is the dinner where everybody got to share. You got to bring, like, old time. You know what I'm saying? You know, you bring your pot of greens. Somebody bring bring everything, you know. Not just one pot. Everything you got for your Sunday dinner, bring it over to the house. And we'll eat yours. Y'all eat ours. And we just eat everybody's, you know. But we're just going to look forward to some fellowship. But everybody just bring your Sunday dinner, you know, to the house next Sunday after service. And we'll look forward just for some time of fellowship there. Amen. It's going to start at 3 o'clock. And we want to remember the Brother Mike's family, the Woodfolk family, in prayer. He called me on yesterday. They actually went to a family reunion up in South Carolina. And as he was there, got news that his sister-in-law's mother had passed away, and they just asked that we would keep the family in prayer. He has also a grandmother who, in Alabama, she stumped her toe and never went to the hospital to get things checked out. And by, you know, leaving it, just, you know, hoping that it'd get better, it didn't get better. It got worse, and it got to a point where she got gangrene in her leg, and now she's going to lose her part of her leg. And I think she's 85 years old, and church, I tell you, our heart goes out for her. So please remember his grandmother in prayer. And my prayer is that the same God that Brother Branham said before the doctor's hand touches my wife's body, that I believe that tumor can be removed. And God heard his prayer, and I believe he's the same today as he was yesterday. And amen. You know, you just start thinking, and you know, anybody lose parts of their body like that, it's not the same. It's not the same. And you know, so just please keep his grandmother in prayer there in Alabama. He has they'll be coming back from South Carolina, then he has to turn right back around and go to Alabama to be with his grandmother. So keep them in prayer. Amen. All right, this is a praise report and a prayer request that we want to acknowledge. Praise report from Sister Jennifer. It says, I want to thank the Lord for letting my mom be able to stand on the walker. Amen. That shows me one step is working. Right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Says, but now I want all of it to work. Amen. I would like to see my mom use a walker to walk, and so without it, that would be a blessing to my heart. I mean, not just walk with the walker, but without it. So that'll be a blessing. So we thank God for touching her mom's body there. Amen. Also, this prayer request here from Sister Tracy Bethay says, my 16-month-old nephew has been in the hospital since Tuesday. He was bitten by a spider, and the infection spread. He is doing better, but doctors still are considering surgery to drain the infection. Please keep him and his parents during this time, believing that God has already healed him. So we want to pray for that baby. All right, let's just, if you don't mind, just stand in with me, and we'll offer a word of prayer. Amen. On behalf of these particular situations, that God would just intervene. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. God, we come before your presence. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would look upon this baby that's been bit by a spider. And we ask that you, God, would just touch right now in the only way that you can. The doctors want to do some draining there, the infection. Lord, and the parents probably don't know what to do, but we ask that you, God, would intervene, that you, being the great physician, that you would step in, God, and touch that little one. We ask, God, that you, Father, would not only touch him, but Brother Mike, he has some family members, a sister-in-law that's lost her mother. We ask that you just be with that family. Help them, God, at this time. Please strengthen them, Lord, is our prayer. We ask that you would undergird them and carry them, Lord, day by day. For we depend on you. We rest in your promise. Lord, our hope is only in you. Our trust is only in you, Father. And We know that you're able to bring us through whatever it is that we're facing. Amen. There's nothing that catches you by surprise or by accident, Lord. You know all things before they happen. And God, we just receive, Lord, your strength. We receive, Lord, your protection in times like these. And just ask that you would help this family, Lord, in the loss of that mother and also father, his grandmother. God, gangrene set in on this lady, Lord, is in her 80s. And God, here they're talking about taking a portion of her leg. Oh, God. Father, we just trust that you would just move on her behalf. Lord, we put ourselves in her situation. We put ourselves in that place, God. How would we feel? Lord, we would want you to work a miracle. We would want you to touch our bodies. We would want you, Lord, to prove that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, do the same for his grandmother there in Alabama. We might not be there, but we send the word, amen, through prayer, believing that the prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise them up. God, we believe that. And Lord, we ask that you would move right now, Father, upon her. Touch her in her body, Lord Jesus. And God, if there's any father here that's listening to this prayer that need a touch in their bodies, that need a touch in their minds, that need a touch in their spirits, God, we lift them up before you right now, that you would strengthen them, that you would help them, that you would anchor them, Lord. Oh, God, that they, Lord, would just receive from you. Even now, God, even now, we need you, Lord Jesus, even right now. God, we ask that you would come on the scene and, amen, make yourself strong, Lord, on our behalf. Show yourself strong on our behalf, God. We just ask that you would do it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise for it already being done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just get our Bibles. Amen. And so good to see the family, you know, out today. Sister Laura, amen. God bless you. Amen. Brother Devin, God bless you. And Brother Harvey, praise the Lord. And I see Brother Ryan and his precious wife have come. God bless you all. So good to see you all today. Amen. We ask that you just continue to lift the family in prayer. Continue to keep Sister Laura and Brother Kenny and amen and their precious daughter and son-in-law, the Upshaws. Keep them in prayer at this time. Well, yesterday, another family that is going through, the White family, I want y'all to just keep them in prayer. This mother had lost two daughters in the course of a year. Just please keep her in prayer. We all need God at this time. We all just need God. And when nobody else can do it, God can. God can. I'm letting you know he can. Amen. I was just thinking to myself, you know, we were going through at the time of my father-in-law when he passed. And I remember driving up to the house, and the first person I saw there was my sister-in-law there. And we were just, you know, just standing there in the street, just hug one another and just let out tears and just cry and walk in the house. And I saw my mother-in-law and just, you know, and I all we could do is just go and put an arm around her and just pray with her. And sometimes when you're going through, you don't even know what words to pray. That's why you need other people praying for you. Amen, because you can't find the words in your mouth to share with the Lord as to what you need at that moment. And, you know, and I just remember those times, but I look back over those years and I see what God has done for us. Amen. I know that he is able to secure you. Amen. He's able to help you. He's able to strengthen you. He's able to do all that he said that he would do. Amen. I just believe that. I believe that with all my heart. I kind of have in my heart to preach a little thought here, and I'm going to try to do this to the best of my ability, but, you know, just something else is in my spirit at this time as I talk to you. But turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and amen, we'll try to stay on track today. And we were reading this morning in prayer out of the book of Psalms, and after prayer, and you know, and I think it's out of Psalms 42. And David was saying, "Yet will I praise him." And you know, we were just looking at that, and I just kind of, you know, just dropped in my spirit that even no matter what I'm going through, I got a yet praise. Amen. You know, a yet praise is, I mean, you just up against it. Amen. But you can still lift your hands and still give him praise. That's a yet praise. Amen. When things ain't going your way, you can still praise him. That's what we call a yet praise. Amen. Yet praise him. Praise the name of the Lord. So we just thank God for giving us a yet praise. Amen. All right, let's read this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 as we just read God's word. And we just ask that everyone stand that can stand as we read the word of the Lord. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5, amen, says this, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." The day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just bow another word of prayer before we would take our thought today. Father, we thank you that we can read the word, but we pray the Holy Spirit now would bring, amen, revelation of what we read to our hearts. God, we just ask that you would just move by your spirit upon your word today, and Lord, just drive it, amen, into the hearts of the people. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. God richly bless you. You can be seated. Amen. And maybe just for a little title today, we'll call it announcements. Amen, announcements. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I just got something that I want to read here to you, and we'll go from there. All right. This is out of the message, "The Sudden Secret Going Away of the Church." And it says this: "It's better to be ready. I would rather be a sick man ready with the Lord than to be a well man not ready to go with the Lord." Amen. I'd rather be a sick man ready to meet the Lord than to be a well man not ready to go with the Lord. But however it be, God is so willing that we both that we be both well and ready, soul and body. For he forgives all of our iniquities and heals all of our diseases. He died for a compound purpose. And then I think today on this subject, the sudden and secret going away of the church, I like that. People live today as though just before the coming of the Lord Jesus, that he was going to send a host of angels down to all the newspapers and for a year or so announce it throughout all the world in the newspaper that on such and such a date, Jesus will arrive. That's the way we live today, as if it's going to be something coming across the internet or something on television that we're going to see a year in advance. Jesus is coming. See, on this day, Jesus is going to be here. And then we make preparation, but that's not the way it's going to happen. And to have it broadcast by the radio and put on the television and everywhere, just the day and just the hour that he was coming. Now, that's the way people live today. Listen, but God said in his word, it would be like a thief in the night. Now, I'm not sure about you, but anybody here ever had anything stolen from them? Anybody ever had anything stolen from them? Just look at him. Now, I'm not going to ask you if you ever stole anything from somebody. But if you ever had anything stolen from you, you know, I remember one time I had my class rings and a watch and, you know, a little money and everything like that. And, you know, I was out that night late playing some basketball. And I got home very early in the morning from playing basketball. And I just was, you know, sometimes you just get tired. You don't want to get nothing. You know, I say, all I'm taking is my keys into this house. I'm leaving my wallet. I'm leaving my money. I'm leaving my key. My rings. I'm leaving everything right here in this car. I'm going on into the house. So ain't nobody going to get here by the time I get up to go in the morning to work. You know, everything will be here. I left that in that car, and by the time I come back home, my door had been wide open, and everything was gone. And I said, man, I just had in my mind who I thought it was that had my stuff. And, you know, because typically this is the way things work. On the scene of an accident or a crime, typically the person that commits the crime will come back and show up and start asking questions. And they be the ones that done committed the crime. So when this one guy showed up and started asking questions, I'm like, how you know what was taken? I think I know who the culprit is here. We ain't got to go very far to get him to police. He's right here. I ain't got no proof to prove that, you know. But typically when a thief strikes, a thief don't let you know he coming. He don't put no sign on your, he don't send you no email. He don't put no sign, say, on tomorrow I'm going to break in and I'm going to take everything you got. That's not the way thieves work. Amen. And that's the same way it is with the coming of the Lord. You will not know the day nor the hour when he's coming. You just better be ready for him when he comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't going to be no announcements. Ain't going to be no television program about it. Ain't going to be no radio broadcast about it. It's just going to happen, and we got to be ready for it. All right, listen. He says, God said in his word that it'll be like a thief in the night coming. If that would be so, people would say, as the world thinks today, oh, well, there's just plenty of time. It will be well announced, but you see, it is announced. Listen, it is announced, but it's a secret announcing. I like that part. It is announced. It's a secret announcing. It's just to those who are willing to hear it. Those who are willing to consider it. Those who loves the Lord. So it is announced. It's just a secret announcement. It's for those that's willing to hear it and those that are willing to consider it, amen, and those who loves the Lord. Them the ones that's going to know that Jesus is coming soon. Now, you know, there's a lot of things that we can look at in this world and see that, hey, we don't have much time here. We don't have much longer here. But, you know, no matter how much bad we see church, it's still not turning people's heart towards God. Lord, it's a shame to say it, but it's the truth anyway. Amen. The Twin Towers went down. People got Bibles for a few weeks. Amen. They went right back to doing the same thing they was doing before. Amen. And listen, you know, sometimes you got Twin Towers that'll go down in your life. Right? God will use some things to shake you in your life. But even though you shook, amen, and like Brother Caleb said, you in ruins. Amen. You need some repair. You need some restoration. You need God to fix up some things in your life. But even though you're in ruins, we don't turn back to God with all of our heart.